Once dismissed as just a childhood condition, ADHD is now recognized as a lifelong neurobiological reality affecting over 8 million American adults. While celebrities like Michael Phelps and Richard Branson have openly discussed channeling their ADHD into remarkable success, millions struggle silently with symptoms that transform but don't disappear with age. What many still mistake for laziness or lack of willpower is actually a complex neurological condition affecting how the brain processes attention, manages impulses, and regulates emotions. The stigma persists partly because adult ADHD looks different from childhood manifestations. The hyperactive child bouncing off walls may become the adult with racing thoughts who can't relax. The daydreaming student becomes the professional who misses deadlines despite working overtime. These evolved symptoms often go unrecognized, with only 15% of affected adults ever receiving proper diagnosis or treatment. Meanwhile, the consequences grow more serious, affecting careers, relationships, finances, and mental health in ways that can derail lives. Yet, understanding ADHD as a difference in brain function rather than a character flaw opens doors to effective management strategies. With proper diagnosis and treatment, adults with ADHD can harness their unique cognitive style while developing systems to navigate challenges. The journey begins with recognition, acknowledging that struggling doesn't mean failing, and that different neurological wiring brings both challenges and gifts. Our understanding of ADHD has evolved since 1902, when Dr. G.F. Still first linked children's behavioral problems to neurology rather than parenting. The breakthrough came when research shifted from searching for structural brain differences to examining brain chemistry and cognitive processing. Modern science identifies ADHD as a biological disorder involving imbalances in neurotransmitters, dopamine, norepinephrine, and serotonin, that regulate attention, motivation, and emotional control. These chemical differences affect executive functions, the brain's system for planning, organization, and impulse control. Genetic studies show ADHD is highly heritable, with multiple genes contributing to varied presentations. Brain imaging reveals differences in activity patterns and connectivity, particularly in prefrontal cortex regions responsible for self-regulation. Understanding of gender differences has also evolved. Rather than the previously assumed 9-to-1 male-to-female ratio, current research suggests 2-to-1. Women's symptoms often manifest as inattention rather than hyperactivity, frequently internalized as anxiety and depression. Hormonal fluctuations can impact symptom severity, yet these changes are often misattributed, leaving many women undiagnosed. ADHD presents in three distinct patterns. The combination type, affecting about 75% of adults with ADHD, features both attention difficulties and hyperactivity impulsivity. These individuals might hyper-focus on engaging tasks while neglecting responsibilities, and often make impulsive decisions or interrupt conversations. The predominantly inattentive type, 20% of cases, manifests as difficulty maintaining focus, organizing tasks, and following through. These individuals appear spacey, lose items frequently, and struggle with sustained mental effort. More common in women, this presentation often goes undiagnosed due to its less disruptive nature. The predominantly hyperactive impulsive type, 5% of cases, shows as restlessness, impulsivity, and poor self-regulation. These adults often talk excessively and feel driven by an internal motor that never stops. All types share executive function challenges. Many describe having a Ferrari engine with bicycle brakes, plenty of ideas and energy, but insufficient control. This can lead to chronic lateness, missed payments, and disorganization, creating significant impacts on professional and personal life without proper support. While inattention, hyperactivity, and impulsivity define ADHD, its secondary challenges often prove more disruptive to daily life. Chronic disorganization manifests as perpetually chaotic spaces, important papers buried under clutter, and organizational systems that quickly collapse. This leads to missed appointments and financial consequences. Time blindness, the inability to sense time's passage or estimate task duration, results in chronic lateness and poor prioritization. People might spend hours organizing a drawer while neglecting crucial work. Project completion suffers as adults with ADHD accumulate half-finished tasks, from unread books to incomplete home improvements. The ADHD brain craves the dopamine rush of starting new projects, but struggles to maintain interest through completion. Emotional dysregulation presents as intense reactions and difficulty self-soothing during conflicts, straining both personal and professional relationships. ADHD presents unique strengths that can become competitive advantages when properly channeled. Many achieve remarkable strengths because of their different neurological wiring, not despite it. Creative thinking is a primary ADHD strength. The same neural pathways causing distractibility enable novel connections between ideas and innovative problem solving. Many successful entrepreneurs and artists attribute their breakthroughs to this unconventional thinking. Hyperfocus, while uncontrollable from mundane tasks, enables deep immersion in engaging activities, leading to exceptional productivity. High energy levels become assets in dynamic environments requiring physical engagement or rapid task switching, such as emergency medicine or performing arts. Risk tolerance and impulsivity often translate to entrepreneurial success. Many business leaders with ADHD thrive by making bold moves that cautious competitors overlook. Receiving an ADHD diagnosis in adulthood can be transformative, like finding the missing puzzle piece that explains a lifetime of struggles. The diagnostic process requires thorough evaluation to distinguish ADHD from similar conditions through clinical interviews, standardized assessments, school record reviews, and medical evaluation. Notably, 75% of adults with ADHD have at least one additional condition like depression, anxiety, or learning disabilities. Post-diagnosis, many experience mixed emotions: relief at understanding their neurobiological differences, grief for past struggles, and hope for improved functioning through treatment. Treatment typically combines multiple approaches. Medication, both stimulants and non-stimulants, can improve core symptoms by enhancing neurotransmitter function, while psychotherapy addresses psychological impacts and develops coping strategies. Environmental modifications like structured workspaces, visual reminders, and consistent routines help reduce symptoms. Supporting these interventions, lifestyle factors such as regular exercise, adequate sleep, and proper nutrition optimize brain function and treatment outcomes. The journey from struggling with undiagnosed ADHD to thriving requires reframing your narrative. Seeing ADHD as a neurobiological difference with both challenges and strengths rather than a defect. This perspective shift enables better self-acceptance while acknowledging real difficulties. Diagnosis prompts life story reevaluation. Past struggles, academic challenges, career setbacks, strained relationships from forgotten commitments emerge as manifestations of an unrecognized condition rather than character flaws. While this realization may bring grief for lost opportunities, it creates space for self-compassion. The self-criticism of, "Why can't I just get it together?" transforms into understanding your brain's different processing style. Successful adults with ADHD build lives around their strengths while managing challenges. They pursue careers leveraging their creativity and problem-solving abilities while maintaining necessary structure. They form relationships with partners who appreciate their spontaneity while supporting routine. Living successfully with ADHD means embracing your unique cognitive style and developing brain-aligned strategies. With understanding and support, challenging traits can become foundations for extraordinary achievement. Your brain isn't broken, it's differently wired, with distinct strengths to harness.